Now, your stories of the year.
Yes, yes. I think it's been...
Number one, I reckon, is bleeding obvious.
I think I know what you're going to say, so I'm actually going to switch it to make that the number one.
That's the type of contrary person you are.
I am. Number five, I've gone with the Bulldogs. Not a fan, personally. I'm a Hawthorn person. But you can't help but be jubilant for their fans who've been starved of premiership success for so long to finally have that special moment. And I think everybody was cheering for them in some way. I don't think anybody was too disappointed, even Sydney fans, to see them win.
It was a great feel-good story, and it was the best feel-good story of the year. Just interrupting for one second, Rita, a number of callers have come up with a great idea for Caroline. We'll pass this on. The RACV might be able to help because they can break into cars pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Great idea. Thank you very much for that. Okay, Bulldogs, agree with you 100%. If you want to have a... I was fortunate enough to be in the crowd... Watching.
Are you a Bulldog man?
No,
yourself?
No. I'm a demon, so I'm almost as bad as a Bulldog in terms of starved to success. But just seeing the faces in the crowd, Rita, people crying, my age, even older, it was just magnificent.
And that moment with the coach and Murphy and handing his medal over, that really touched everybody. That just capped it off as a magical moment. So that's my number five. Number four. As a Melburnian, a proud Melburnian, I always love it when this city is acknowledged for being a wonderful place to live. And I think for the sixth year in a row, we were recognised as the world's most livable city. And we all complain, and there's legitimate reasons why this city could be better, law and order issues at the top of that list. But we are blessed to be living in this corner of the world. So that's my number four.
That's good to hear.
Very positive.
Yeah, that is very positive. I don't know. Is Rita Panahi anywhere around?
I'm always positive. What are you talking about? Number three. Now, this was a momentous moment worldwide. This really was an indication that there is this phenomenon, this anti-establishment phenomenon where people are sick and fed up and aren't going to take it any longer. And that's Brexit. No one saw it coming. None of the pundits, the experts, the polls, everybody was wrong. And it came about. And all the doom and gloom and disaster we were warned about didn't eventuate. They're still fighting it. They're going to court. They're trying to stop it. But the people voted. And they voted for Britain to regain its sovereignty. And I think it was a really significant, important moment in world events.
We'll pause there and we'll have the drum roll after the break. We'll go to... I've got a fair indication what number one in, even though she's going to try and rejiggle after the break. So, number two.
Number two, which I think you think will be my number one.
I know, you changed it. You cheated. Anyway.
It's got to be Trump.
Yeah.
Trump's triumph. I've just loved how it has completely destroyed elements of the left. The full-blown dimension from that side is amazing. They've gone demented. The response is just so hysterical and ugly and... It's been a joy to behold, I've got to say. Personally, I didn't vote for him. I'm a dual citizen and there was just too many things that I had issues with, but I was hoping he'd win. No. And that's one of the things I love about the state. So you can make a decision. It's not just apathy. You can make a decision that I don't want to vote for either candidate. And I think that's something we should be free to do.
I agree with you 100%. Okay, now we're getting to the big number one.
Drum roll.
We have spent a fortune on that.
We have spent a fortune. Thank you. At number one, which is not really number one, but you changed it just to be narky.
Two words, one sentiment, common sense. It's a return to common sense, Nick. It really is. I feel like the world's woken up and people who have tolerated nonsense for years have said, we're not going to tolerate that anymore. We're going to speak our minds. We're going to demand that we have our freedoms, our freedom of speech, our freedom of association. We're not going to be silenced. We're not going to exist in this politically correct bubble where everything is racist and bigoted and homophobic. And the mainstream has really stood up. And I think that's a really wonderful thing. And I always look at the mainstream as inherently sensible and full of common sense. That's I just repeated myself, didn't it? Sensible and full of common sense. But yeah.
You've cheated because 1, 2, and 3 are basically the same.
Well, they're
it's all the same
three
sentiment.
Parts of the same, I guess, phenomenon, isn't it? It really is a change in the atmosphere politically and socially. And I think it's a really exciting time, certainly, to be in the media. But I think it's just an exciting time to be alive, as Malcolm would say.
It is. And it's going to be really interesting. I mean, for the whole world, I hope Trump is successful. I really do. But it'll be interesting to see this time next year just how successful. It'll all amount to naught if he can't improve the lot of the people in Middle America. And that's all that really matters. If he can, good on him, and all the rest of the other crap will be.
But we've also got to acknowledge that what he does in the States, whilst it may be very good for them, it may not necessarily be good for us.
No.
And his focus is entirely what's best for the United States. And there will be losers out of that. And Australia could be one of those losers.
I fear Australian farmers might be one of those losers. And that's going to be a real issue. Now, you're heading off. Just quickly, you're cruising.
Love cruising. I think I'm at one with the AW audience with this. Cruising is one of just the best ways to travel, combination of adventure and relaxation. And I know I don't fit the typical demographic.
No, I was about, of all the people, when I was told you were going on a cruise, I thought she'd go nuts after a day.
No, I've done, I think, over a dozen cruises already, and I get asked about it all the time. You've got to be careful with your ships. You've got to be careful with your locations. But if you pick well, you will have the time of your life.
And you are spending New Zealand Christmas.
Yes, in a place called Akaroa. Is that how I've never been there before. It's a little place on the South Island, I'm told. And it's one of the places in New Zealand I haven't been before. So I'm really looking forward to it.
You have a fantastic Christmas. You and your son have a great time. And we'll look forward to seeing you back here refreshed after your cruise and see whether you really did go nuts and how many friends you made on the cruise.
No. I'm not one of those social cruisers. I just like to read and eat. Don't come over trying to make chit-chat. No.
Okay, I'm sure your son is sort of sitting there thinking, oh, this is great, so much fun being with my mum.
No. A little bit of that, but then that could take up the whole time, which some people love. But Merry Christmas, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Rita Panahi, Herald Sun columnist.